A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 19th chapter, verses 1 through 15. Now when Jesus had finished these sayings, he went away from Galilee and entered the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. And large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. And the Pharisees came up to him and tested him, asking, "Is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause?" He answered, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female and said, 'Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate." They said to him, "Why then did Moses command one to give a certificate of divorce and to send her away?" He said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery." The disciples said to him, "If such is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry." But he said to them, "Not everyone can receive this saying, but only those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let the one who is able to receive this receive it." Then children were brought to him that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked the people, but Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." And he laid his hands on them and went away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Timothy Apple, Grace Lutheran Church, Smithfield, Texas.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus always shows a knack for identifying the heart of the problem. In today's reading from Matthew 19, he does so once again, literally. In Matthew 19, verse 8, Jesus says to the Pharisees, "Because of your hardness of heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so." According to Jesus, the heart of the problem is the heart. If not for sin-hardened hearts, no allowance for divorce would have been necessary. The heart of the problem is the heart. The sin-hardened hearts of the Pharisees led them to tempt Jesus to deny God's word concerning marriage. The sin-hardened hearts of Israel led them to name a number of excuses for getting out of a marriage. The sin-hardened hearts of the disciples led them to forbid children to come to Jesus. The heart of the problem is the heart. And so it remains today. The sin-hardened heart of a man leads him into a sexual relationship with a woman who is not his wife. The sin-hardened heart of a woman leads her to leave behind her marriage and her family for the allure of something better. The sin-hardened hearts of a couple lead them to believe that their marriage isn't worth any more time or effort. The sin-hardened hearts of so many lead them to ignore the words of Jesus concerning marriage as outdated. The heart of the problem is the heart. But these sin-hardened hearts aren't simply those of the world out there. The sin-hardened heart is yours. The sin-hardened heart is mine. Mine is the sin-hardened heart that does not always love and cherish my wife as I should. Yours is the sin-hardened heart that jokes about marriage as if it were a trifling matter. The heart of the problem is the heart. What is to be done for such sin-hardened hearts like ours? Jesus must give us his heart. Jesus' heart was not hardened by sin. He lived in perfect purity and held marriage in the highest regard. He welcomed all sinners, young and old, into his forgiving arms. With a heart that beat with perfect love for God and for people, Jesus went to the cross to make a blessed exchange. The guilt of your sin-hardened heart became his, and the righteousness of his sinless heart became yours. This forgiven heart that you have in Jesus' death is a living heart in Jesus' resurrection. This heart of Jesus has been made yours in holy baptism. The Father looks upon your heart and counts you among his children, for he no longer sees your sin, but he sees the righteousness of Jesus. Now Jesus' body and blood that you eat and drink keep your forgiven and living heart beating with faith toward God and fervent love toward one another. The heart of the solution is Jesus, for he has died and risen for you. The love that fills his heart is poured out for you in his word and sacraments. Look to Jesus and receive forgiveness for your sin-hardened heart. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Timothy Apple for today's meditation on God's Word.